Welcome back to the McAdoo Studios. Kyle Bailey, Chris Coleman, Will Stewart, the boys from TechSideline.com. Check them out, TechSideline.com, and on Twitter at Chris Coleman TSL and at Will Stewart TSL. This is the final segment on the radio that we will do together, talking about Ohio State, Virginia Tech before they actually play football Monday night.
How long we've been talking about this game?
Oh, God, months, just months, and so much of it was. I mean, I don't mind saying it. So much of it just didn't matter. You know, so much. We tried, but there's only so many things you can say about a football game.
But that's the case with this time of year.
Yes, it is.
You know, you're really just, and the guys on SportsCenter admit it all the time. Not SportsCenter, but College Football Live admit it all the time. When they finally get down to where they're actually playing football, they admit that they've just kind of been running their mouths for about 6 months.
It's just, it's saturated coverage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what the summer's all about. I mean, that's the only way you can do it. I mean, there's only so many big games in a year, and you want to focus on those big games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody wants to talk about Virginia Tech versus Purdue right now, so you got to talk about Virginia Tech versus Ohio State the whole offseason.
I found a really cheap ticket.
Did you?
To Purdue. Like a really or to that game. I'm thinking about going. I'm thinking about going to West Lafayette, which I know it's a running joke on Twitter, but
I've actually heard it's a fun college.
Well, I've bought into it now. I'm not sure it exists. Like, I don't know if it's actually a place.
Ryan Newman went there.
Who?
Rocket Man, Ryan Newman, the race car driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to Purdue. He was an engineering major at Purdue.
Yeah. Well,
good engineering school.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's where Tim Sands came from.
Indeed.
Did a good job with that. All right, so let's get back to what we were talking about before the end of the last segment. We have all kinds of rumors swirling about who's going to be on the sidelines for Virginia Tech, former players, and that rumor that Metallica has a hotel room in Blacksburg booked. It just won't die. Of course, we know that Brad Paisley's going to be in town. So it's a huge event already, but first of all, I don't know what names you've heard. I've heard Mike Vick's going to be around. I can't imagine Tyrod Taylor, who's getting prepped for his week one start against Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts, is going to, take a private jet. Cam Chancellor's got nothing to do these days. You know, he's holding out, so maybe he can get a private jet to Blacksburg. I don't know, but it's always good to showcase your NFL guys as a college football program. But at what point do you go from, showcasing your program, touting your program, to creating a spectacle on the sidelines where it's actually a distraction for your players in a game this big?
Yeah, I think it's tough to draw that line. And I think it's very important for Virginia Tech's administration to realize that this isn't the type of game we've enjoyed success in throughout the Frank Beamer era. Frank Beamer is a low-key man. He doesn't like flash. He doesn't like hype. Mm-hmm. He's slow and steady. The more something gets hyped, the less likely we're going to do well, right? You hype up the Boise State game, well, we lose our first two games of the season. Then nobody talks about us because we lose our first two games of the season, and then we win 10 in a row under the radar. We're very much on the radar for this game. So
In a way, but there still are a lot of people saying that Tech's going to get bulldozed on Monday night.
Yeah.
There are people that think it's the toughest game on Ohio State's schedule and that Tech can win, but there are a lot of people saying Tech's going to get bulldozed and that Ohio State's a heavy favorite in every game it plays this year. Hell, Tom Luganville went on TV the other day and said Tech stands no chance to win the game.
I saw that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
I don't know why people say stuff like that.
Like, do you even study it, or you just look at the last three scores of Ohio State's games?
Well, he's a recruiting guy, and he's a knob. I mean, that guy's just a knob. But anyway, the point that I'm just saying that to the point at hand here, it can become a spectacle, and you're exactly right. That's not Frank Beamer's MO. That's not who he is.
It's all in how you manage it.
Exactly.
Like, where are the coaches and players on the sideline, and where are these NFL guys or whoever it is they want to cart out there? If your coaches and players are in between the 20s and between the 30s and the spectacle's going on down near the goal line, kind of off the beaten path,
mm-hmm.
looks great on television, but they're really not in the middle of things, you can do that.
Yeah.
And they're, Virginia Tech's got the Enter Sandman brand. ESPN already loves to do the entrance.
Yeah.
Add the cool metallic orange helmets. Build on that brand, Make VT cooler without upsetting the apple cart.
It's
a challenge.
You don't get this chance.
Oregon has set the standard with their uniforms,
mm-hmm.
so everybody's following.
Yeah.
I think the sideline stuff probably got out of control with Miami back in the Two Live Crew days.
Yeah. Warren Sapp coming back and Michael Irvin and all those guys. Yeah.
It was probably always out of control with USC under
Pete Carroll.
Pete. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know many of the details, but I'm sure they had some people on the sidelines. Now UCLA's got a Who's on that team? It's Snoop Dogg's kid.
I mean, you got Puff Daddy beating up coaches.
Snoop Dogg's kid just quit. Yeah, he done with it. Yeah, he just quit the team. He wants to be a filmmaker.
That must have been a great bring your dad to practice day, right?
I do think it's interesting how they're gonna balance this thing, because you know Frank talked about it in the press conference on Monday. He said we're dressing 71 guys, and we're doing that because we only want to dress as many players who could reasonably get into the ball game. We only want the guys that can play because we need them focused. We need their heads in the game. And you know, if Mike Vick and Bruce Smith and D'Angelo and Cam Chancellor, whoever is back for this game, pacing up and down the sidelines, these kids are in awe. They're trying to talk. Whatever it is, you know, you can't have it. You just can't have that. And if LeBron shows up in Blacksburg on Monday night, I just don't even. I'm just going to be at a loss for words.
Put him on there on the other sideline, which of course he would be.
For sure.
So I don't even know. I don't even know if our players would notice that he was there.
They didn't last year.
But wouldn't that be pretty cheeky of a road team to bring somebody like that?
You would think so. And plus, he was there last year. It doesn't feel like a natural thing to do. It doesn't even feel like an urban thing to do.
Right. I mean, did LeBron go to all their big road games last year? Did he go to the Michigan State game last year? That was huge.
Did he go to Ohio State? No.
No.
No. The answer is no. There's that's going to be a fun thing to watch. But I'm just telling you, there's going to be a lot going on. And you guys know this. I mean, there's going to be a lot going on Monday night. I fully expect we're going to see a big surprise or two in terms of who's trolling that sideline, who's walking up and down that sideline. And in order to sell the program, to sell the athletics department, you have to do that. You know, I've heard Del Curry's going to be in attendance, and there was a point in time where they thought Steph was coming with him. You know, seriously, they made a push to get Steph to come with him, but I think I heard Steph's in Japan or something like that and can't come. But still, this is going to be the place to be Monday night.
You never get this chance, or you get this chance maybe once every 10 years if you're Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 10 years since that 2005 Miami game, the last time they had a chance like this.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't pretty.
Nope.
But you have to take advantage of it as far as building the hype machine whenever you do get the chance, because it's not the norm. You know, if you're Alabama, you're going to end up playing three top 10 teams a year or something like that. So it's the norm down there. You don't get the number one team in the country very often in Blacksburg, Virginia. So,
you know what? Before we forget about that, for people wondering why that is, there are just simply a lot of teams that wouldn't come to Blacksburg and play. I mean, and we've talked about it a little bit, but there are a lot of teams, big FBS programs, that wouldn't do a home-and-home with Virginia Tech.
Auburn canceled their series with Tech. They were supposed to play in, what was it, 11-12 or 10-11? I saw it today on our future schedules page.
Auburn has a long history, you know, long history of ducking Tech. I remember back in the mid-90s, Tech and Auburn were trying to schedule a series, and Auburn wound up playing a home-and-home with Virginia instead in 97 and 98.
Yeah.
And the 98 game was a Thursday night on ESPN, and Ronald Curry committed that night to UVA. It was a big deal, you know. So Auburn's ducked them. They've had trouble getting Wisconsin, you know, they finally got them on the schedule again. But
if it ever happens.
That was originally scheduled for 2008, and now it's been pushed back twice, and now it's in 2024.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, no, but that's what I'm talking about, though, is that you have to tip your cap, first of all, to Jim Weaver for getting some of these scheduling feats done, because there are a lot of teams.
No, Nebraska, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
You know,
teams that just don't want, they want no LSU part of coming to Blacksburg to play.
Yeah. I mean, LSU, man.
Tip your cap to Ohio State. I mean, this game was scheduled. At the latest, it was scheduled in August 2003, because that's the first time we ever wrote about it on our site. I saw it on our future schedule page today. So this game was scheduled a long time ago. So tip your cap for, you know, not only Ohio State agreeing to it, because, you know, back then, they didn't have anything to gain by coming and playing.
No, that was
the
year after they won the national championship.
Right, right. Yeah. They had not. It's not... Virginia Tech isn't an ideal opponent for schools like that, because if you beat them, you really don't get a lot of credit for it. But if you lose to them, I mean, do you know how much fun people were making fun of Ohio State last year when they lost to Virginia Tech? I mean, people were making fun of them for losing that game.
And it was a lot of the circumstances where they're playing in front of the largest crowd ever in the Shoe, and they had these national championship aspirations, which they would eventually fulfill. But you know, if this had been Virginia Tech as an opponent 5 years ago,
they wouldn't have been making fun of Virginia Tech. But instead, they treated Virginia Tech like people treated Wake Forest when we lost to them.
Yep.
I mean, when we lost to Wake Forest, people made fun of us like crazy. Well, that's how people made fun of Ohio State when they lost to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you remember the conversation down the stretch at the end of the year, should Ohio State get in the playoffs or not? And people kept saying,
that's all it was.
Well, they lost to Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech lost to Wake Forest. You know, so
yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. And it was almost like how many times did you hear the word albatross used?
Yeah
that's true. That's what it was.
I've never heard the word albatross used so much in my life.
We've had so many great seasons at Virginia Tech, and I never thought I would hear this program described as an albatross when it comes to anybody.
No. I mean, this was the most feared place to play for a decade and a half.
Yeah.
Or one of the top five
and
at least.
And what we do, lose like five straight Division 1A teams or something?
Four straight Division 1A teams. There was an FCS victory in there.
Yeah.
Tech went 1-4 at one point at home, and the only win was over an FCS team.
What was the streak that was snapped last year? Not to get off on a tangent, but I think it was they lost games at home back-to-back for the first time since the early 90s.
We lost our last two home games in 2013, and then we lost our first two home games against Division 1A teams.
Yeah.
So that we lost four straight home games against 1A teams.
Yeah, it was what was it? It was the year before it was
Duke and Maryland,
yeah.
And then East Carolina.
Opened with William and Mary, then lost to East Carolina and mm-hmm. Georgia Tech.
Yeah. So, I mean, attendance dropped off last year. I mean, we got a picture of basically nobody being in the state in the East stands 5 minutes before the Boston College
right
game started.
Boston College.
I mean, could you blame them? Every game they were coming to against anybody with a pulse, we were losing.
Yeah.
We went a whole year basically without it beating anybody at home. No, Western Michigan. Wow. Right? I mean, then we finally beat UVA.
Yeah.
And UVA didn't even go to a bowl, so maybe they didn't even have a pulse. Right? So we have not beaten anybody good, decent, with a pulse at home since the North Carolina game in 2013 or the Pitt game, whichever one was last.
Mm.
Whichever game was before
that Pitt
game.
Was decent. Was that the 19-9 game that you're talking
about?
Yeah,
they were a decent football team.
And that
game
was ugly. It was bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know what you mean.
Fans have not seen good football at home in over 2 years, three. Yeah. Really? I mean,
if we're being honest, yeah, absolutely.
Well, because 2011.
The schedules haven't been anything to write home about.
When's the last really good game we played at home?
Miami. Virginia Tech, Miami, the 38-35 game.
I would say the Florida State game.
Yeah, they played really well. They really
2012.
The one that Tech lost.
I think we played better against Florida State than we did against Miami the previous year because Florida State was a lot better than Miami.
Well, Florida State was really good that year.
Yeah.
You know, they played very well on a Thursday. For a team that didn't have a lot to gain, they played really well.
Sure.
So there was that, too. I'm almost out of time, so we're just going to do this. I'm putting you on the spot. I want a prediction on Monday night. We're going around the table. I want a prediction.
I'm bad cop this week.
Yeah.
I'm picking Ohio State 27-20. I think it'll be a good game, but ultimately, it's not going to be quite enough.
All right.
I'm good cop. I think it was 30-24 Hokies.
Yeah.
Which kind of lines up with what I said. I think Ohio State's going to score some points, and Tech's going to have to go 30 or north of 30 to get it done.
I'm taking Virginia Tech 30, Ohio State 24. I think there's a defensive touchdown in there. I think there has to be a defensive touchdown for Virginia Tech to win.
Yeah.
And I think they get one. I do. I think they get one. At some point, one of these wide receivers, these H-backs that hasn't seen much time, is going to run the wrong route, break the wrong way. You know, let a pass slip through his hands, and that's all it's going to take.
Or Bud's going to disguise a coverage.
Yep,
and
something.
That's why you got to give it to Zeke Elliott 30-35 times.
Exactly right. Boys, that's it. We'll see you on Monday.
All right.
Chris Coleman, Will Stewart, TechSideline.com. Follow them on Twitter at ChrisColemanTSL and at WillStewartTSL. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show on a Friday, and the next time you'll hear from us will be Monday afternoon over on our sister station, 105.3 The Bear, as the Hokies and Buckeyes get it on at 8 o'clock Monday evening. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.